the insane haul that I got that you guys didn't even get to on the last cast because you guys are too busy trash talking. You guys totally skipped over me on that, by the way.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
If we do, you need to speak up. Cause...
No, dude, it was cool. You guys were on a roll, and I thought it was good, so I just hushed. In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars that came here to Earth, caught in their struggle through the whole universe. Robotic warriors.
Who's up to here? Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us as Weird Wolf, Insane Galvatron, Cybern 2, Guard Convoy, Mirai Baby, Natsume Ryu, and Plasticon Reviews discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. And now without further ado, here is Weird Wolf. Now where did I put that chorus spot?
Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number 69. Giggity, giggity. I am Weird Wolf. Along with me is Plasticon Reviews.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Sideburn 2.
What's up, everybody?
And joining us again this week is Suede 66.
What's going on, guys?
Let's see here. Let me get some... my browser is like going crazy here.
Your face is crazy.
Yeah, it always is. I do apologize for any technical difficulties we have tonight because my internet. If you've been following our Facebook group, my internet has been sabotaged like twice this week. We have some neighborhood kids, some teenagers that
need to be shot.
Yeah, they there's three houses between. Where they live at in the neighborhood behind us and the street in front of us that goes up to a convenience store, and they cut through those three yards, ours included, to get to the convenience store. Well, they get bored sometimes and they steal things. They trashed a neighbor's garden back earlier this year and earlier this
year
get
a Rottweiler.
Yeah. Earlier this week, our internet, we were having some problems with it, so we had AT&T come out to fix it. Well, AT&T came out, and they determined that there was a problem with our line, so they had to lay a new one. And they laid a new one, but they haven't come and buried it yet, and they still have yet to come and bury it. And, well, these teenagers came through and took a pair of wire cutters to our internet cable the other night, in the middle of the night, earlier in the evening, and I was out without internet for almost 2 days, whenever he hooked us up, he also dropped our speeds down because it's actually a little bit farther away on a different hub. So if the internet connection drops, that's probably why, is because our connection at this location really sucks right now. Thank you, AT&T. Yeah. Yeah. I got something for you, AT&T.
So their internet is not as good as their phone.
Yeah, yeah. But as usual, we are broadcasting live on YouTube right now. We want to thank you all for joining us this week on TFYLP. And if you are listening live on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, you can comment in the comments section and we can answer questions that you may have or talk about any comments that you may have that are pertinent to the show. We also are monitoring the Twitter feed at TFYLP. So if you are listening to us and would rather on the website and would rather use the Twitter to ask us questions, you may also do it there as well. Let's see here. And before we go on to anything else, I want to remind people that we have a promotion going on right now. We are driving for our 100th YouTube subscriber. There are details on tftalk.net regarding it, but you could win a Keith's Fantasy Club Justice Iron Paw. Mint and sealed box, It is courtesy CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prizes, or prices, great service.
Very
good. Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about a prize, and I can't get tongue twisted.
You know what? That's it. I'm out of here.
Yeah. We just suck, yeah. But, the details are on there. I'll go over them real quickly. He actually left. That's effed up, man.
He had to take a leak. He was looking for an excuse.
Yeah. But the three things that you got to do is, number one, you got to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. You also have to join our open Facebook group, and either me, Cyburn2, or Plasticon will approve your joining the Facebook group. And then any Facebook or any V-Bulletin or Transformers message board that you regularly post upon, we have a link on the website that you can use to put a image and a link back to us in your signature on those boards. And whenever you join our Facebook group, tell us your username and what message boards that you post upon, and that way whenever we do get to the 100th subscriber, we go back and pick one subscriber out of the first 100 subscribers that we have on our YouTube channel, and we will verify that you have subscribed to YouTube, joined our Facebook group, and if you've joined our Facebook group, we will also know what your username and boards that you post on, and we can check those out. If you have done all three of those things and complied with them, then you will win the Justice Iron Paw from Keith's Fantasy Club. Again, it is brought to you by CapturedPrey.com.
You may win.
You may win it.
You might.
Not everyone is going to win.
No, there will be one lucky winner. One lucky winner.
So there's going to be one winner and a bunch of crappy losers.
No. We will be, if this promotion goes over well, as we grow in our subscribership on YouTube, we will open it up to even more subscribers. We're going to, if we get to like 500, we'll have like a little bit better prize. If we get to 1,000, we'll have an even grander prize. I'm not going to say for sure right now, but I'm thinking if we get to 1,000, 1,500 subscribers, we may do a Masterpiece Transformer giveaway. So, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Let me off so I can enter. This is crazy.
But you cannot be a member of the cast or a past member of the cast. So
I'm just a guest dog.
You're just screwed.
Ah, there's a loophole. There's always a loophole.
Always a loophole.
You have your mom join.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a rough start to the show, man. I give you one compliment on that stupid mustache, and all of a sudden you're cracking out mom jokes. All right.
That wasn't a mom joke.
He's got the molestache going on.
Well, this is episode 69, so we're going to try to turn the tables a little bit and lick as much as we can. And
talk about flavor savers.
Yeah. We'll try not to go downhill too much, you know.
Nope. My dog farted behind me. Just so you guys know. If I make oh, goodness.
Now, folks, if you're watching on YouTube, you can scratch your screen and start sniffing Cyber 2's dog fart.
Woo!
We are here to talk about robots, so let's
yeah. I'm sorry, it's just bad. I normally ignore it, but good Lord.
In honor of our 69th episode, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about male and female robots. Yeah. Why are they in Transformers, and what are your thoughts on them? And we'll kind of get to that later. But so, guys, we'll start with Plasticon. How's your week been?
Busy, as usual. Been really pretty much taking care of stuff around here.
So what you're saying is your week has been long and hard.
Yeah, exactly. actually throughout the weekend, I got the virtual ticket for BlizzCon for any of you guys out there that play World of Warcraft, StarCraft, and all that. I watched the virtual ticket. I recorded some to put up on my YouTube for some people to watch that couldn't afford to get it this year. It was pretty fun actually watching it, really interesting. That was pretty much the engulfing of my whole weekend. Today was pretty much shot because I was supposed to have vinyl wrapped my car, but it was way too windy and it was way too cold. So we're hoping to shoot for tomorrow to get that done.
So what's the temperatures like in sunny Florida right now?
Well, everybody's going to say, 65 degrees isn't bad, but when it's windy, it drops the chill wind down. But it's not bad. It's not that I'm cold. It's just, temperature for, the temperature you actually have to have for, ideal in order to do a vinyl wrap is between 70 to 75 degrees and not, windy.
It's not showing up on here, but it's...
You have snow on the ground.
It's 36 degrees here right now.
Are your testicles sticking to your seat?
I'm wagging forward. I'm totally wagging a tail right now. It's so freaking cold.
Tails aren't usually in the front, Ron.
Yeah. Well, it's normally in the front, but it grew out the back because I'm so freaking cold.
You know, us Floridians... Us Floridians will take what we can get. It's too stinking hot the rest of the year.
Very true. Wow.
Yeah, I used to be a Floridian, but I gave that crap up.
Used to.
Yeah, I gave that crap up. There's too many old folk down there.
Depends on where you are.
Yeah, old depends. Yeah. So, all I have to say
is living in Orlando, I think I've seen some of the worst drivers in my entire life here. It's nonsense, dude. And I lived 3 years in Italy, and those people sometimes drive on the wrong side of the road over there. Sometimes. And I think that's mild compared to the way that people drive around here. There's literally a car accident probably at least every 20, 30 minutes around this area. So
yeah, I believe
it's
that.
It's silly.
I remember I used to live not far from where you guys live on US 27, just a little bit south of there. And, there was wrecks all the time. I mean, it's crazy.
And that was your Cybertron traffic report.
Yes. So Sideburn, how's your week been?
It's been a week.
Has it been pleasurable?
I've spent all weekend or all week playing video games, so sure.
So you've been getting your pixels on, huh? You like that pixelated crap, huh?
Oh yes. Still waiting for employment to come through. It's taking a while, but
get a job, hippie.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to grow up.
He's a Toys R Us kid.
Stay home and play games and collect toys.
He don't want to grow up. He's a Toys R Us kid.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the background check and drug test to get done.
Oh, you'll fail that.
Oh, it's the drug test. That's what it is.
Yeah. Too much
too much heroin, man.
Should have laid off the hash the night before. Hash browns.
Yeah. Otherwise, than that, just lots of video games.
And Swage, what's your week been like? Whole lots of booty getting, probably.
Oh man, it's been crazy. Like my thighs are just so sore.
Oh no! I mean, getting more booty in from like eBay and everything. You know, I mean, this is a kid's show here.
Well, it is. Oh. Well, kids, let me show you how to get some stuff done. Then I mean. No, I had a pretty cool week after the last show. Just been kind of trying to piece together everything around the house. Because, I'm trying to live the dream and just do Transformers full time. And told corporate America to 69 my butthole. And so, I've just been waiting on stuff to come in. Got some equipment. I'm going to try to get some HD photos up for my little cassette project, my website and all that. And was doing stuff like that. Trying to buy, sell, trade, and figure out new ways to dominate the world. And other than that, That's it. Just sitting around waiting. And then, like I said, just got to get everything in. I'm waiting on, like, one more piece so I can get all the HD stuff going. And should be rocking. You know, I put up some pictures of the G1 Grand Slam, Slam Dance, and all that. So hopefully with an actual light box, you know, I can kind of get all my personal collection that I have on hand posted up, and I can get the actual standalone website rocking. So that way, you know, everybody can actually get some cool HD photos that Burr Icy will probably destroy with his own website. I don't know if anybody's ever seen his stuff, man. That dude, like, his pictures are like dreams. So I got to step up my game for sure, and I'm a noob. But that's what I've been up to.
Aww. It's all good. Just invest in a good camera.
Oh, yeah, I took care of that. I just got to learn how to use the friggin' thing. You know, I'm not even, like, an amateur yet. I'm just a dude that was like, I want to take...
Yeah.
I remember that.
About time.
But, that's about it. I mean, I got all the equipment. I just have to, you know, somehow, without having a job, find the time to learn. So hopefully it won't be too bad. I mean, I'm usually pretty busy being lazy, so it's kind of rough.
It just takes a lot of getting used to. I mean, I know there's still a lot that I have to learn, but I'm actually starting to fall in love with the blue backgrounds here lately. I mean, it gives good contrast, but it's not so dark that you can't, like, see all the whole figure. And I really like it.
Yeah, you normally want to pick, like, a background that's going to complement whatever you're trying to...
So far, everything that I've photographed on it kind of seems to pop with it. So even with Optimus Prime and his like blue head and blue shins and his blue hands, they still.
Yeah, and you keep taking pictures of Heinrich and just rubbing in.
And then he takes a picture of Metroplex on a white background.
I don't have him on a white background. He's on a blue background.
Oh, I saw the one that you put up. It was like there was a white, but it looked like I'm guessing it was like the first one you put up or something.
The blue background looks like they're shooting action scenes for a movie, and it's in post production.
Yeah,
and, you know, I've not added the special effects in yet.
What's your language? Special effects, yeah.
Hint, CGI sucks anyway.
Oh, so much negativity.
I love that group shot of the masterpiece figures you got there. That's some pretty figures.
Yeah.
All right, enough about pictures, though.
I really like the, you know, as much as I love Prowl, Blue Streak is where it's at right now, man. I mean, that figure is just freaking gorgeous. I love that toy.
But he's not blue.
He's God. Well, it, you know,
he's
I know the clericalism that is why he's named that, and I was never one that liked Silver Streak as a name anyways.
Well, Blue has absolutely nothing to do with his name. Blue Streak...
Talking up a Blue Streak.
Yeah, talks up a Blue Streak, yes, exactly. Kind of like Suede 66 there, you know.
Yeah, he's our Blue Streak.
Oh, I'm going to give you a blue streak right across your nose. How about that?
At least he's not a red streak.
Am I an alien?
some kind of...
Or a brown streak.
I'll put one of each on your forehead.
Hey, he's from the area. He'll give you a Cleveland steamer for sure.
That's right. We invented that ish right there, brother.
Yeah, we went there. All right, let's move on to our first segment of the night.
We're just now getting to the first segment?
Well, just now.
The opening, yes.
Where's the time going?
Yes. Ouch My Wallet is brought to you by CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service, CapturedPrey.com. I guess since we skipped over him last week, and I totally... you know, I had a guest in house, and you know, I'm not going to take any blame here.
They were trying to make out with each other.
Yeah,
it was just a whole mess.
That it did not succeed. I'm sorry, I can't be a part of a podcast that is not truthful. Say it.
Say it.
Make it out.
So, Plasticon, we shall give you ample time this week to talk about your wares that you have picked up in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while. She said that to you, we got a problem.
That's anyhow, why I had duct tape. Oh. Sorry.
We went there. Anyway. I did get hold of 2 Power Masters. I actually have Joyride and Getaway now. Never had them before because I'm working on trying to get all those and finally got those 2. I also received through the mail, I got a Thunderclash, finally. He's sitting up here. You guys can probably see him in the background. Might be a little blown out right now because it's... But Thunderclash.
Thunderclash, yeah.
Thunderclash. He's awesome. Because he's crazy G2 colors. I know he's not G2, by the way.
Sword of Omens. Give me an Autobot beyond Autobots.
But I also received a few more Headmasters. I actually got quite a few of those in.
So you received a lot of hand this week.
Well, past 2 weeks, yes. It's pretty appropriate for the cast we're doing, you know.
Yeah.
I did get Hardhead, Siren, Nightbeat, Fangroy, and through you, I got the body for Snapdragon, finally. So I do have a few more Headmasters I have to like try to get for the rest of those. I actually have the Headmasters themselves. I just got to get a hold of the bodies for them. And I did get Targetmaster Quake and Targetmaster Trigger Happy.
Nice.
So I would say more obscure lines are starting to come in, so we're getting there. I also completed my G2 GoBots, or Spy Changers, as everybody wants to call them now, because that's pretty much what they're referred to during the 2000s stage. But I've got every one of those in, finally, including the Optimus Prime that's extremely hard to get a hold of.
Spy Changer Optimus Prime, I used to have one of those.
He is the hardest and the rarest to find. When I got a hold of Bumblebee, I was thinking, oh my god, this thing GPS. It wasn't. It's literally a black robot that's spray-painted gold, wow, it's crazy. So I was happy that the thing didn't suffer from GPS. So
I was actually really happy whenever at Slagacon, they was actually giving Spot Changers away in the grab bag as you go in. I think there was about 60 people got free Spot Changers.
Nice. I'd have been disappointed if I didn't get a sideburn. Hmm. I don't have a sideburn Spy Changer, by the way. If someone wants to send me one, that'd be awesome.
If I run across a second one, I'll let you have it. Hint, I'm not getting rid of my one I have on my right now.
That Thunderclash, what's the main differences between him and Machine Wars Prime?
The main difference for the two, well, besides the color, the main difference is the firing mechanism that's actually on this one. Basically, you'll load the missiles through here, and the missiles literally drop down into a little channel that's in the side of the actual launcher. And then you pull it back and launch it like you would on Machine Wars. But there's literally like a slot right here on the side that it actually drops into. And none of my missiles are off the sprue.
So it's gravity fed.
Yes, it is.
That's
a
pretty freaking cool gimmick.
It is.
Yeah.
I kind of want a Thunderclash now.
It's one of those things that most people, I mean, this is one of those robots I think a lot of people just passed up because they're like, I've seen the Machine Wars Optimus Prime. It's garbage. Well, the Thunderclash is superior because, I mean, it comes with 8 of these freaking little missiles. None of mine are off the sprue yet.
Hey, you sold me on gravity-fed.
But, yeah, I mean, it's an awesome robot. If you guys can ever get hold of a Thunderclash, do it. Can't go wrong. I mean, if you don't have the money for a Thunderclash, try to get you a Machine Wars Prime.
They're I was totally to not thing. Impressed with Machine Wars Prime. I know Insane Galvatron had one here, and I messed with it, you know, just whenever he had me inspect them all. And I don't know if it was just the wear on his particular toy, but it was just a really, really crappy figure, in my opinion. I mean, the robot was just, like, overly simple, and I don't know. I mean for $30, I wouldn't turn one down, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't... I've seen them going for, like, upwards to $100 or even more, and I wouldn't pay over $50 for it. It's really not worth it.
No.
But it's really difficult to try to get a hold of one that actually has the missiles and has the little bitty pea shooter rifle that goes in his hand. So you might have to end up paying a little bit more because of that. The other notorious thing, I mean, this particular Thunderclash has a white version of the same tailgate that Machine Wars has. Well, this one's blue. But the tailgate part is also another part that's usually missing off of them because it removes, because it plugs onto the back of the ramps, that way you can stand the robot onto it. So it's a pretty cool robot overall. It's very simple. It almost has like a play school feel to it. So yeah, to me, it's like, why not? I mean, it's great. It's actually a cool toy.
Yeah, that was the number one thing that I felt whenever I was messing with it. It had a very play school-y feel to it.
But gravity-fed missile launchers.
Yes, that is pretty cool. That is pretty cool. I noticed on here, Zatsugi Review says that you look rather professional with your new haircut, Plasticon.
Why, thank you. That's what I'm going for.
I think he thinks you're rather hot.
I'm sure he does, because he's beard with the beard. He's got a big beard.
have you noticed most of us collectors have the goatee going? And...
Right, but he's got like this full grown, like, I'm freaking like lumberjack beard going on. It's hilarious.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay.
But for those who do not know who Zatsugi is, I actually have two live casts I did for Trendmasters. You can go back and check those out. Me and him actually did those together. You can also check out his review page, Zatsugi Reviews.
Nice little plug there.
Yeah. He's a cool dude, though.
Free plug. I mean, So,
I have to give outs for certain people that deserve it. He does.
So is that everything that you picked up, or... all that you want to...
Well, it's not really Transformers related, but I got a crap ton of Mega Block World of Warcraft stuff. But
nobody... No, that doesn't count.
Actually, you know what?
There we go.
Hang on.
Come on. Where'd that Creo Predaking go? They put you in fits.
What's that?
You know what? I'm going to be building this later, okay? The Superion.
Oh, so
that's the one I wanted to. Oh,
we're gonna have another 4-hour podcast.
I also got the 30th anniversary collector's edition hardback of comics from IDW. It's really good. It's pretty cool. Sweet. It shows from like the very first Transformer comic that came out all the way up to the most recent stuff that's in it. It's basically like an archive. It's really, really cool. It's well worth it.
What's the retail? Where'd you get it?
The retail on this one is $50. I actually got this at a comic shop for $50. But it's pretty rare. It's kind of hard to get hold of. I've never seen it anywhere else. But
and it's hardcover.
There's like two or three comic stores that I have around the area, and I didn't see it at any of those besides the one I went to.
Have you?
It's pretty hard to get hold of.
Have you thought about picking up the Covenant of Primus whenever it comes out?
I'm debating on it. I think I might.
It says I think the Amazon's even got the Amazon
Isn't that the one that has all the electronics and
stuff?
Yeah,
it's got the cover of it actually transforms. The crest goes up and the mouth goes down and cheeks go out. Yeah, it's kind of cool looking. I kind of wouldn't mind.
I debated on actually getting in it.
What's that?
So what's supposed to be in it?
It's basically the history of the primes, I think. I'm not sure. If y'all want to talk amongst yourself, I'll look it up real quick.
Are you feeling a little verklempt over there?
Verklempt? No.
Verklempt? Are you not an SNL Mike Myers fan? Like, did I just ruin this whole thing?
He didn't get it.
No. I'm multitasking, so...
It's Mike Myers, man.
You're not multitasking, you're multi-failing! Christ!
What?!
Yeah, that's right. What are you doing over there? What are you looking at? Huh?
Okay.
Huh?
I'm looking at porn, okay?
Yes!
Roll on porn!
Where is the screenshot?
We don't want to make content,
don't
man.
You hear the clanking? Clank, 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 yeah.
Told you, we got to earn that explicit rating, man. Like, yeah. don't go light. Yeah, balls right. To the wall.
It's a data book containing numerous data tracks. It's a compilation of Transformer scriptural texts believed to be prophetic. I guess it's a fictional work, basically like the Transformers Bible, I guess.
Yeah, if it doesn't have the passages quoted in the last two episodes of Beast Wars... Then I don't care.
Let's see here.
Okay.
Let me screen. Okay. Hopefully my internet doesn't crap out. I'm going to screen share this here.
Then it starts to go.
Yeah. Okay, we got the Covenant of Primus here. It is hardcover $59.99 on Amazon.com. Delves into the depths of Transformers mythology to reveal the backstory that's previously only been hinted at. Encased in interlocking Autobot and, emblem, which pulls apart emits Transformer sounds. This tome is a gift to humans from Alpha Trion, one of the ancient 13 primes. It's never before seen illustrations depict battles, portraits of the 13 primes, and detailed scenes of the Transformers world, offering insights into their origins, the golden age of exploration, the great civil war between Autobots and Decepticons, and more. This book is a definitive in-world history of the Transformers. So that is the Covenant of Primus.
So I'm guessing it connects into the quote-unquote aligned universe?
I would imagine so, but I do believe that...
The aligned universe that they just finished and abandoned when they...
I don't know, but
stopped Prime.
I really want this book, though, now that I've read this. It's going to be released on December 10th, so it's not out yet. It's a little over a month away. But I do believe I may ask for this for Christmas. And, wow, frequently bought together down here on the bottom is the book that you just held up there.
It's like I said, it's kind of rare to find it. It's not something you're just going to go pick up on, like, just any shelf. I mean, I've never seen it before.
Transformers 30th Anniversary Collection by 3361 from Amazon. Free shipping.
Amazon rocks!
Yes.
Yeah, they cut the cover price, but that's what I got it for, so I couldn't complain.
Yeah, at least you found it. That's the main thing.
Yep.
So Sideburn 2, I know you've got some stuff that you would like to talk about this week.
Yes. So part of my Ultraman wallet was indeed brought to me by Capture Prey. After we talked about it on Beast Wars Part Deuce. I had to go get some Garbatron.
Oh, nice.
And he's all lavendery and purple and phallic tank.
How appropriate. You should totally turn him into his
grill tank. I'll get there in a little bit. It's a good figure. for what he is, he's very weird, very Japanese. Got like a head sculpt that's straight out of the anime. So yeah, he's a. I'm kind of afraid. I hope his feet and the drill parts aren't prone to gold plastic syndrome, because they are gold plastic.
Yeah, I have noticed that. I am really careful with it whenever.
But I've never seen him on a list of gold plastic sufferers. So we shall see. I also
see Galvatron. We shall.
I finally, you know, this has been talked about probably like 100 times. Well, not 100 times, because, you know, we're only on episode 69. But
giggity giggity.
A lot of times between me and Insane Galvatron, because I was going to buy some of his Transformers subscription service figures, and so I got Jackpot, because I love animated. And that's all well and good. And then I got the real star of the show, this nice and beautiful and, you know, colorful Ultra Mammoth, which really pops in person. I mean, he's just really cool. He's got less paint apps than Big Convoy, but I love this thing. I got a few complaints about him, like the missiles that store in his legs, and I'm going to show you. I talked about this on the Facebook page, but I'm going to show you. This right here is Big Convoy's missile, and it stores in his leg, and can store away in beast mode. This is Ultra Mammoth's missile.
They made it like really thick.
Yeah, it doesn't store in beast mode anymore. And this is the only. This is a remold. I mean, this. I went and looked at other versions of this mold. You know, the last version of this mold to be released was Nemesis Prime, and it was a Hasbro release. So I thought, well, maybe Nemesis Prime had these remolds. But it doesn't. So it's weird that they remolded this. I'm guessing some stupid Hasbro safety standard, but it's like it's a collector's club exclusive. So aren't they? Collector's items are usually exempt from these stupid child safety laws.
You would think.
Now there is a plus side to this. For lack of a better word, shaft of the missile is a little thicker. Then
she likes it a little thicker.
It's a little thicker than Big Convoy's, and so it can actually be held better as like axe weapons. Yeah. But
I mean, it is coming from a mammoth, on me after all.
It
so.
Doesn't. I don't like that it doesn't store in beast mode. It kind of irks me. I wish they would have painted the missile pods underneath his, the front of his mammoth head that sit on his shoulders, because, you know, that would have looked nice for Ultra Magnus, being that Ultra Magnus has missile launchers on his shoulder. And then the biggest thing about, they tried really hard and they got really close to matching the blue with the blue that's on G1 Ultra Magnus. I held them close to each other. They're really close. The problem is like, I guess it's the type of plastic they used. It has a green hue to it. And so while it looks close, it also looks kind of green.
Seafoamy green.
Wow. Yeah. So I'm assuming it's just the plastic they used. But that does kind of throw it off a little bit, but it's still, I love this thing.
Well, G1 Ultra Magnus too, if you have ever handled a Vantage one, after so many years, the really light blue that he has,
it starts to yellow.
Yeah, it starts to yellow and almost have a greenish hue to it on a Vantage.
He would probably match a yellowed G1 Ultra Magnus really well. I mean,
which is probably what they use for reference.
Yeah, my Ultra Magnus is the reissue.
Yeah.
And so it's nice and new blue color. Not really new. I mean, that thing's what, 10 years old now?
Did you get stuck with the long missiles or the short missiles on
that? Oh, I got the long missiles.
Fail.
Yeah. Yeah. That's easily remedied. I could just buy some Ultra Magnus missiles on, but I don't really care about it that much.
Should. I would.
I would hate to see what people are going to try to charge me for long missiles, you know?
Usually downtown it's about...
Or not long missiles, but short missiles.
Well, is the new missiles on the updated Ultra Mammoth? Yeah, I'll get it out here in a minute. Will the old missiles fit in the new missile launcher?
What do you mean?
From like the big convoy? Will
from big? I haven't actually tested that, but I was meaning to. Being that the missiles peg is wider, I would almost think that it would be. Yeah, Big Convoy's missiles don't click in.
Oh,
they're
wow.
too skinny. So they remolded not only did they remold the missiles so that they can't fit in beast mode anymore, but they changed the launcher to accommodate it. So it is a remold, even though they didn't remold anything that mattered. I wish they would use some of the money they used to, you know, F up the missile launchers and, you know, painted some spots on them that could have used paint. Instead, they were adding plastic where it didn't need it.
Kind of makes me wonder
meet some
why
stupid
they...
child safety law that didn't need to be met because it's a collector's item.
Yeah. I mean, does it say on the package that it's like 18... well, no. If Ultra Mammoth box was anything like Scourge and...
It would need to say 13 up or something like that. Because I buy like the McFarlane... Halo figures, and they have tiny pieces, but they still sell them in the toy aisle at Walmart, so...
Yeah. Well, Scourge and Circuit and everything, they just came in, like, the brown... plain brown box, yeah. So I don't even know if they have box.
I hadn't opened the instructions yet. It says, adult collectible not intended for use by children, on the instructions.
Hmm.
So why did they remolded them like that is beyond me. I mean, even in the pictures, it doesn't show remolded missiles. But it's beyond me. It's just ridiculous.
Come on, you want to say it. Just say F you, Hasbro.
I'm kind of curious if maybe you got hold of like an older big convoy that just was like complete like. Parts or whatever, if you couldn't like swap out those missile launchers and just paint them so they would match and then just swap them out with the collector's ones so they have appropriate.
Even if you was to get a cheap big convoy, you're probably going to pay at least $50 for one.
One that's loose and all you need is just the missile launchers off of?
Just finding them loose is hard enough. I know whenever I tracked down my big convoy over a year ago, it was hard. They were hard to find as it was. And I fortunately found a Korean version still sealed in the box, or as sealed as a Korean box will get. And I paid $50 for it, plus shipping from Hong Kong. So
it's not bad.
No, it's not bad, but considering that, you know, you could get Nemesis Prime or Nemesis Convoy whenever it was over here in the States, you could get it for under $30.
You can't get it for that much anymore.
No, it's well over 100 now, I'm sure.
I actually think he goes for more than Big Convoy does. You can get there is a loose Big Convoy on eBay right now with free shipping for $34.90.
That's not bad.
Or best offer.
And it's loose?
Yeah.
You know,
but it's loose and complete. It still has the plastic around it that it's shipped in, and in Mammoth mode that you gotta slip off of them.
Yeah, you know that mold is probably one of the most underrated Beast Wars toys of all time, in my opinion. I mean, the mammoth mode is so cool, and you know, it has that that gimmick where you can pull that lever back, and the trunk of the mammoth can raise up and go down, and the tusks move, the ears flap. You know, that's kind of cool. And then, even though he's a shell former in robot mode, he is just so damn impressive. I just love that toy.
It really does have a lot of crazy stuff that goes on with it. I mean, I've never had one, but I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Ultra Mammoth and Big Convoy in the same frame.
Clank, clank, oh, yeah. Clank, clank.
Oh.
Yeah, he's sitting there clanking them together.
Of course.
Now I want to get a, I really want to get an Optimal, not Optimal Optimus, but Primal Prime, because I think Ultra Mammoth would look really nice next to Primal Prime on a shelf. Right now he's going onto my miscellaneous Beast Wars shelf along with my Beast Machines Dinobots, my Robot Masters, Beast Convoy, and Beast Megatron, because I don't know where else to put them.
You need to get some IKEA details. Are there any IKEAs near Orlando? Or?
Oh, yeah. It's about a 30-minute drive.
Oh,
there's so one next to Mall of Millennia.
Yeah. That's about 30 minutes away from me.
Yeah, it's about the same here.
Highly recommend a Detolf.
I'm not going to buy any. I mean, I don't got room. I'll do something nice once I have my own place and
get your
I have
own
my own
pad.
Collector's room. Get your or own I can set up my little...
What? Is your dog kicking you out?
No, I'd just like to live on my own someday.
So you don't have to smell dog farts while he podcasts.
Well, I'll probably still have to smell dog farts, but I can kick him out of the room.
You're wrong, man. That's like cruelty by today's laws. You better be careful with that. You shouldn't be broadcasting that kind of stuff, man. Somebody's going to knock your door down. I kicked him out of my room.
He farts too much. It's like my cat Bart. He will climb up on you and like nuzzle you and everything. Then he'll turn around and go right in your face. And it's like, really?
Did she gets away with it because she's 10 years old and I'm not going to do anything about it.
All I want to say is that Duran's cat is a slut. Like, straight up. That cat is a skanky, skanky thing.
Yeah. It is. I mean, I was surprised how quickly he just jumped up on your lap and it's just like, I'm at home, you know. Of course, Bigglesworth would rather claw your face off if he actually...
See, I like that cat. I like that cat because he's straight up. He's just like, I hate you, I'm going to kill you, you look at me, and I'm just going to let you know that you're dead. Like, I can get down with that. That's my kind of cat. I hate those stupid, slutty cats that are all like, oh no, I love you. I love you. And then 10 seconds later, they're like trying to claw your scrotum in half.
Wait, why do you have your scrotum near the cat?
I don't have it near the cat. It's a cat.
It's just
evolving
peanut butter.
Oh, goodness.
Never peanut butter. It's always an organic jelly.
Yeah. So, Swage, what's your pickups for the week? Have you got anything that made your wallet say ouch this week?
A whole bunch of camera equipment, that's for sure. That sucked.
That will run.
But I do have some. I did make a couple deals on the boards that were, you know, pretty nicely priced, but they still ended up being relatively pricey. You know, high-end third-party figures are never a cheap endeavor. But I did bring some stuff here from Days of Yonder that I thought I might share a little bit here. I got if anybody knows anything about where this cat went, let me know. I got these bad boys in. These are made in Japan pile drivers. They are handmade, hand cast, hand painted. Real lucky to pick these up. This one is number 5 out of 100 of the original run. But again, you know, made in Japan, nobody really knows what happened to him, where he went. So hopefully he's cool, man. Like, I've heard some rumblings that he might be sick. But, yeah, I mean, he does amazing work. You know, the pile drivers extend on those, and they're painted, you know, almost exactly perfect for the Encore figures. And I also got, I know Dennis is going to love this one. Our new fan, Dennis. Oh, no, actually, I didn't bring the white ones, but I got, I picked these up on eBay a while back, some absolute clear KO cassettes. These are like a Frumble, which is a Rumble or Frenzy, and a Laserbeak molds. Nice.
These things are cool.
These things are crazy hard to find. I mean, I had one up on eBay when I was hard up on money a couple months ago, and I sold it for like, one of them, I sold for like $45.
One set?
No, that was for that was for the bird. That was for Laserbeak. Because that just shows how rare they are. I mean, even though they're KOs, you know, once they're not in production anymore, like, it's just crazy. I mean, there's a couple sets now I've seen of the more common ones and the not as cool ones. And, you know, people are asking like 70 plus for the pair. But most people seem to be holding off just because, you know, I think they realize those ones are more common. They're not as cool. Whereas, you know, finding one that's completely clear in one color is pretty rare. And then I did another old pickup that I thought was a knockoff that is like, I did a little tiny bit of research and I can't find hardly anything on it. But is this bad boy. This is a D60. From what I can tell, this was only released in Japan and Singapore. This is a 1986 reissue that is now vintage due to the age. But that's totally legit. Pretty rare alone just because it comes on a card, a single card, which is pretty weird.
I'd leave that sumbitch sealed.
Well, the bubbles have already been cut open. So, you know, like, I'm going to whip it out right now, you know what I'm saying? You guys ready for this?
Whip it out. Dennis Richards asking about the transparent. He said, are they transparent or are they translucent white?
They are transparent, not translucent white. So that's this bad boy. This is the D60. You know, it looks pretty run-of-the-mill, but the one thing that makes this one unique that I have never seen on any other cassette, KO, bootleg, legit, reissue, I have never seen this before. This bad boy has a mohawk.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it does. Wow.
That's why there's no Decepticon logo up there, because there's nowhere to put it. He's got a mohawk, and he don't give no craps about the stupid Decepticons. He's like, I'm my own man. I'm going to tear stuff up, whatever. So that was a cool find. I got that in a lot, and I sat there and watched it, and I thought it was a KO for sure. And then I finally said, screw it, I'll pay the money. And, you know, I came with some other really cool stuff, but that was definitely the trophy out of that.
What that one set you back?
For the lot, I think I paid like $60 or $70 for three different items, and that was included.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you know, vintage boxed cassettes usually run at least $200 alone, so I definitely made out like a bandit on that one. So this goes to show, if you just get bored and you're up late enough, you can find all kinds of cool stuff on eBay.
Oh, yeah. I think that some of my best purchases, like that Machine Wars Starscream that I got for like $10, I found it right before I went to bed. You know, I laid down with my iPad and I was checking out Facebook, and I'm like, oh, let's see what's on eBay. And I went in there and got to looking, and yeah, there's a Machine Wars Starscream 100% complete, and it was like $8.99 plus like two something other shipping. You know, it's like pretty much giving it away. And I clicked buy it now. I'm like, you know, man, it's awesome. I mean, you saw it here in my case. I mean, the thing's like pristine.
Yeah, that was actually really impressed with that. I never really got too into those, but that one was actually really, really slick. Nice. I mean, it's just a huge robot. I mean, finding that for $30 or cheaper is, yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
Normally, that's about what they go for, is about $30. But the hard thing about that that particular figure is finding it complete, because it's got all those little missiles. Because in plane mode, underneath the thrusters, you turn the backside of the thrusters and it will release the bombs. And just finding it with all the bombs is hard, unless you find one in package or.
It's what?
It's really hard.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not soft.
Can you say it a little bit lower?
It's really hard. You like the way I say that, baby?
All right.
Remember, baby, buggy bumper. Okay.
Garbatron's phallic drill tank.
Okay, now hit the button and make his drill spin. Make the dildo spin. There you go.
It doesn't
show
up very well on the camera, but it spins.
Yeah, Kitty Rose is just going all wet right now. for those of you who don't know, about 8 or 10 years ago on TFW 2005, there was a poster named Kitty Rose. It was a female, and she talked about using one of the bullet trains as a phallic
insertion device.
Yes.
Insertion.
A self-pleasuring apparatus.
Yes.
Insertion.
Yes.
That's a really good word. You guys should say it. Insertion.
Insertion.
See? We have excellent enunciation on this podcast. Look at that.
Insertion.
But
say it faster. It's still fun. Insertion. Insertion.
Inception.
See?
Inception.
No.
Everything's just like curling back on me, you know. So, anything else for your Alpha My Wallet this week?
Who are you talking to? Talking to me?
Yeah, you. You're the one talking, fool.
No, you were talking, bro.
You were talking about your Alpha My Wallet, fool.
You were talking about whatever, chief.
Don't make me slap you.
Yeah. Maybe I don't want you to. Maybe I like a challenge.
Maybe he likes it rough.
Yeah.
No, this week, actually, I did go to a local comic shop and picked up some figures off somebody. It was kind of weird, like, they thought I was, like, some professional dealer or something. And
heaven forbid they actually think you're a dealer.
Well, I mean, that I don't really care about, but they thought I was going to come in, like, the toy collector with, like, a camera crew that seemed like it was kind of, it was just kind of, like, weird, like, being that guy. And, no, they had some stuff. I mean, I might be able to part it out. So if you know anybody that needs G1 Devastator parts, that'd be slick. They had a G1 Devastator, incomplete. I think there's like a peg missing and a bunch of the weapons.
That's not going to do me any good, because I need all of G1 Devastator.
I got an Encore 20A.
Ooh, really? How much?
I'm asking 70 plus shipping.
Ah! That's the animated version, right?
Yes, sir.
Aww. Yeah, I can't spend any money on toys right now. I gotta wait.
Why not?
Well, because I gotta buy Diesel whenever he comes out, and then I've got like two really expensive Christmas presents to pay for coming up.
Forget Christmas.
That's so sweet that you would announce that I get a present on air. Thank you, whatever it is.
No. I've got to buy one for my wife. I'm buying one big ticket item for my wife, and my wife is buying one big ticket item for me. Hopefully,
but you're buying tickets?
Yes.
What?
Yes. To the show.
The gun show?
No. The itchy and scratchy show.
Aww.
No, we've already bought one big ticket item for my oldest stepdaughter. She doesn't know it yet, but she's getting a laptop for Christmas. So
now she knows.
No, she don't, because she don't watch this. She doesn't care about Transformers.
She don't watch this. She don't watch this.
And she shouldn't be watching this either, because, well, just because. But yeah, we've already got her a laptop, and then we bought her oldest son. He's actually an adult now, but we got him something nice too. And then I'm getting her. Well, she might actually be watching this right now, so I'm not going to say what I'm going to get her.
Hi! Hey! Hi, hon!
She cooks a lot of good food.
She does, actually.
So you're getting her a kitchen?
Huh?
So you're getting her a kitchen?
No.
Kitchen appliances.
But she's getting one big ticket item. She asked me the other day, she goes, I have no idea what to get you. And I said, call Captured Prey. They know exactly what I want. So, yeah.
You know, the right answer would have been, I just want time with you, love.
No, actually, she's like, you spend too much time around me. I'm like, I do? Okay. So I come down and I play my PlayStation a lot, you know.
Goes downstairs and plays with himself.
Yeah. I play with my robots. My Ouch My Wallet this week, I really don't have an Ouch My Wallet. You know, I did find the Beast Hunter's Prowl whenever I was out with Swage last week, and I got a couple. I still have yet to open the Creon microchangers.
You suck, dude.
Yeah,
send them my way.
Yeah,
open and build them now.
This one is.
There it is.
Do it now.
I can't. I've got a podcast to host. I can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
I built mine.
I got Nemesis Prime and what was the other one I got? Oh, Beachcomber. What? What, you want these?
More? Yeah. All I got from that wave is Huffer and Sea Wing. Those weren't exactly
the ones. Dude, Duran was all crapping his pants in the store. He was like, oh my god, crayons!
Yeah. Well, that's the first time I'd actually seen them in store for a long time.
And then you just leave them sitting there in the basement? Like, what the crap is that all about?
I would have bought all of them.
Yeah.
Except for the two I already have.
Well, I'm actually thinking a little something to do with some crayons here pretty soon. So.
Send them to me? I would appreciate that.
I could use more.
Hey,
I bet. Hey, Duran.
I called it first.
Didn't you get some cassettes this week?
Yeah, I did, but I talked about them last week, though.
Well, they're cassettes, dude. They should be talked about all the time.
It's a dead format. Move on.
Oh, yeah, you sip your gin and tonic or whatever that is over there.
Only water.
Well, that'll do it for the Ouch My Wallet segment this week.
Took an hour.
Yeah, it took an hour.
We did talk a lot about cats and dog farts, though.
Yeah. What does that have to do with Ouch My Wallet? Yeah. But
cat litter.
Ouch My Nose.
Doggy pants.
Ouch My Wallet is brought to you by CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. CapturedPrey.com, who is also the sponsor for our giveaway for Justice Iron Paw. You too could win this Justice Iron Paw from TFYLP. All you've got to do is subscribe to our YouTube channel, join up on our Facebook page, and tell us on Facebook what message boards that you post upon, and link back to us with the URL that we posted on tftalk.net. Link back to us on any message boards that you post on, and you become eligible to win Justice Iron Paw. Spread the word. We will go back and pick one random winner once we hit 100 subscribers on YouTube. So we're about halfway there. You know, our channel just started up a few months back, and we're, you know, trying to grow our YouTube channel. The podcast has been around. If you're not familiar with Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, we've been around for about 3 years. Up until a few months ago, we was a download only. You could only download it through iTunes or the websites and everything. And so the YouTube channel is actually really new for us, and we're really trying to grow that. And it's a really nice and cool way to do our show. And as we broadcast live on YouTube, we are also recording it. And then a few days later, I will release the audio-only version on the website and on iTunes for you to download and listen to on your iDevice.
Or many days later, depending on what the rapscallions in your neighborhood have to.
Yes, yes. I actually had it edited for like 3 days before I could upload it this past week, which was crazy. But yeah, we really want to increase our YouTube subscribership. So this is a good way to reward one lucky subscriber. Is a free third-party transformer. For those of you who are not familiar with Justice Ironpaw, he is a third-party version of Steeljaw, the Autobot Cassetticon. He is...
He'll fit in your Masterpiece Blaster. Yeah. Oh, hold on a second.
Wait, yeah, he will fit in a G1 Blaster, I believe. Am I correct in that, Swage?
Sorry, what's that? Dennis is harassing me over here.
Iron Paw, he will fit in a G1 blaster, correct?
No.
He will not?
Blaster, I don't think so. Most of those, because I'm more of a Soundwave guy, mm-hmm. But I know the only ones that he'll fit in are the Masterpiece or the double-chested reissue.
So twin cast so, or...
So the twin cast mold, okay, that was recolored as Blaster.
So he, yeah, but he will, although, fit, though.
I think so. I haven't messed with I actually just took a twin cast out today, and I haven't really got to mess with him too much. But again, because I'm more of a Soundwave guy. He might fit, though, because I think there's usually a little more room in Blaster anyway, so he should fit. Because the difference in the sizes with the KFC ones are the thickness, not the length. You know, come on, nothing? Mm-hmm. Nothing. I set you up so good. You just let it go.
No. You were rolling just fine. I figured I'd just let you go.
Come on. but yeah, a normal flat front Soundwave, they won't work. But Blaster, I think they should be okay. They should be all right.
But yeah, Justice Ironpaw could be yours for just doing those things. For more information, check out tftalk.net. The information is right there on the front page. You may have to scroll down a little bit. And we also tweet about it and post about it on the Facebook page at least once a day. So while this promotion is going on.
So. And you can also go to Captured Prey and get a golden lavender dildo tank.
Yes.
For $37.
It's awesome.
But, he also turns to a dragon.
Let's talk. Is there something in the news here? There was something in I was wanting to mention. Has anybody seen the Brave Gokin Exo suits for from Wander Festival 2013? It's the Daniel and Spike in the Exo suits.
Oh yeah, I've seen those. They're kind of like they're supposed to scale with like the Masterpiece or something like that right now. I thought they were a little larger.
I think so.
From what I've gathered, the actual like Spike and Daniel aren't posable. They just fit inside the exosuit, but the exosuit like fully transforms and everything.
Yeah. Let me do a screen share here of the Twitter post, and I don't know if you can see it here. Yeah, it's you got Masterpiece Rodimus back there, and then they come up to just under Rodimus's crotch. I said crotch. Hey, look at the tits on the crotchage. Robot on that thing. Yeah.
I believe the arms look move at that the shoulders rack. On Spike and Daniel.
But I don't think they're like fully posable or anything. No, they're like very limited.
Yeah, they look like their arms might swing up and down, and
they probably move just to get them out of the way when you stick them inside the exosuit.
Yeah,
probably has like 3-point articulation. Maybe the head moves and just the arms. It doesn't look like the legs move at all.
No, but it's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having it myself. It depends on how much they run. I have a sneaking suspicion that they're going to be kind of pricey. But
official third-party figure?
No. It is a official third-party, I guess. It's made by... who is it that makes these guys.
Official bootleg in the house. Official bootleg house productions.
Yeah. But anyway, they are official.
I'm just curious of how they're going to compare with the Impossible Toys ones that they did that not very many people purchased.
I'm not even really familiar with those at all.
I mean, those, I've done like a lot of research on them. I never owned them myself, but I've, from what I've gathered, obviously you can't put like Spike or Daniel inside of them, but they fully transform. But from what I heard, the joints are like fairly loose and stuff. I mean, Impossible Toys sometimes have issues and such from their lines, but
I think the only Impossible Toy,
it's a collector's kind of thing, though.
Yeah,
you wouldn't want to buy for your kids.
I think the only Impossible Toy figures that really didn't have a whole lot of issues were like the Alligatorcon.
Didn't they shut down?
Yeah. They, I think the Tetrajets is pretty much the nail in their coffin.
Well, from what I've gathered, the Tetrajets are awesome. Just the head molds are kind of off, but they held together just fine. They didn't have like any structural flaws or anything like that. So I mean,
I don't even.
It might have been because they released them. I mean, if you remember the very first episode of Transformers, there was these. The Seekers turned into these, like, starship-looking things.
Oh, yeah, those things were ugly.
Yeah, they looked just like those, which I thought about buying them. I didn't want to jump on the boat like everybody else and try to get all seven, because they literally did every one there was. And I think it was kind of a bad thing for them to try to release them all at one time. They should have just, like, released, like, the main three, and then did the other three Decepticons, and then maybe, like, Sunstorm later on, but
well,
the problem
they
is
did like,
them all at once.
What they should have done is release them in waves of three. Do Starscream, Thundercracker, and Skywarp in the first wave, and then the second wave, Dirge, Thrust, and Ramjet, and then in the third wave, do Sunstorm, Acid Storm, and whatever the blue guy would be, you know, the dark blue guy.
Right.
So basically the Rainmakers. That would have been the best model if you'd asked me.
It probably would have. It would have been more who of them to do that. But I think the problem was is they were trying to recover from the. I mean, the Alicon was cool, but it had issues with like production and stuff. I mean, I listened to Vangelis talk about they had like fired like a pin or something in it, and it was cockeyed and crooked. And
cockeyed.
Yeah, it was cockeyed. But yeah, it was crooked, and then he took it back to the booth because he got it at a convention, and they literally swapped it out right there and let him like look through them to make sure it was a good one before he took it. But the problem was some of them did have manufacturing flaws. So I think what they were trying to do is recover from that by releasing all those Tetrajets, but when they did the head sculpt, they didn't get all the like the molding correct for the head sculpts to actually be more defined. So we were just waiting on maybe like a third party or something like that to come out with more heads, but they haven't. So I don't know what's going on with that. I know you can still purchase. I think you can still get them from BBTS, actually.
I do know sure that Captured Prey still has a few left at Slagicon a couple weeks ago or a few weeks ago. I know Sunstorm, Thrust, Ramjet, and I think Skywarp was actually still available. So he didn't have a whole lot of all of them, but he did have some.
Right. I mean, Impossible Toys put out some like pretty cool ones, like the Quintessons and such. I mean, they did those, and those were really neat. I mean, there wasn't really much you had to do them. They had like a little light on the bottom that you could turn them on, and they illuminated, and then you got like these little crazy little tattling things that come off on like every direction.
Tentacles?
But tentacles. There you go. I mean, I think for what they were trying to do, I mean, I think they tried to do the best they could to recover, but RC, I think, is what really screwed them over because they messed up on that figure. That figure was an awesome figure, but it didn't hold together, and that was the biggest problem.
The TRNS-01, that's the
right.
That's the one that I have. I love that little toy. It's great in both modes, but it just you can't handle it too often. I mean, you pick it up in robot mode, and the chest like flies up, and arms are like flying all over the place. But and then in car mode, it's like you pick it up, and like the legs just kind of want to fall down. But sitting there by itself in car mode looks great, and in robot mode, the legs hold together really well. And the arms, even though they're kind of floppy on the shoulders, like going up and down, but going like this, they do have enough friction to maintain some posability. So she's got some good posability. It's not a terrible figure, but I think I gave 60 for it whenever it first came out, and it was more like a $30 toy, honestly. But
And the problem even in the aftermarket right now, it goes for a stupid amount of money.
Yeah,
because it's so rare to get them, and anybody that has them, they don't want to just release it for, you know, less than what they paid for. And it's like, it's with the bad hype, you're not going to get them sold. Yeah. I mean, even the green one, the TR02 or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was the Paradron Medic version of it. I actually intended on getting both of them, but once I got RC, I'm like, well, she's cool and all, but I don't want a second one because of the QC issues. So I just kind of bowed out of RC. I mean, if she had had the QC of these guys here, I would have had no problem picking up a Paradrome Medic. But
I mean, I think we're pretty much due for somebody to turn back around and try to rehash that mold instead of doing like a motorcycle. I mean, we've seen who was that, Make Toys or was it Fans? I don't know when Fans Project.
I think it was Make Toy.
Is that or TFC Toys? One of the two that did the motorcycle version of her just recently, and it wasn't bad.
Perfect fact.
That thing was like so many parts forming. It was insane. I mean, I don't complain about parts formers. I like parts formers, but geez, this thing was nuts. Some of the size of the parts that popped off of it just to turn it into what you needed to.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Urania redo? That thing is insane.
That thing is awesome.
Yeah, it comes with that crazy spider, and it's all evil. Oh man.
Like a black Arachnia.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. I mean, and what's crazy is you can take like the spider part and just completely separate it from the rest of the robot, and you can have just a robot and a spider together. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to have them combined together, which is interesting. But
yeah, I guess like I said,
very fiddly though.
With parts. Yeah, personally, I love Perfect Effect, man. Ever since they came out with the Shadow Warriors, I mean, they have a weird spot in the market. Like people swear by them or people hate them, but man, they make some wicked stuff. And Urania is just like, man, just the color scheme on that thing.
Yeah, it looks awesome. You know, it's like the only third-party figure I was like, I really wish I had it.
I thought about getting the obvious.
I was
on the fence a couple times with their not reflector. I really wanted to. I kind of wanted to get it, but I kind of didn't. So I haven't gotten it.
If you want to, get a not reflector, TFC Photron, I think, was the best of those.
I was told it was cool, but I mean, I don't know. I like the smaller version because I like the blockier aesthetic, but that's just me.
My wife was actually kind of pissed whenever she found out that I traded Photron because she, to Sway 66.
My bad.
No, so simply because the reason that it's a camera and she's into photography as well, and she really dig the realistic DSLR alt mode, and I loved it for that reason as well, but I wanted Masterpiece Soundwave more, so but you know, I see a third party opportunity right here, because if a lot of you may remember, and this, I'm going to use this as a segue into our discussion topic, male and female robots in Transformers. Why are they, and what are our thoughts on them? Back in Generation 1, we had a few prominent female Transformers, most notably Alita 1, who was the only robot that Optimus Prime had sex with on screen in Generation 1. He really did. He plugged into her in the search for Alpha Trion and everything. She was laying down on this table, and Optimus Prime walked over and took this hose out and plugged into her, and he went, "Oh," just like that. I crap you not. You can go check it out on any of your Transformer G1 box sets. Go look for.
I don't remember that episode, but.
But yeah,
I'm checking it out. What is it? Which
episode? The search for Alpha Trion. He plugs.
Search for Alpha.
I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, I
plugs his hose into Alita One.
Yeah, I think I've actually got. Yeah, I've got G1 pulled up here on my. Let's see here. It's in season 2.
I'm all over this. I'm going through the stills now. Oh yeah.
Oh no, I could probably do one better. I probably can't do any audio over the.
Oh wow. Oh, there's some interesting graphics coming up here. Oh wow.
If you're searching for Optimus Prime, hose plug Alita One, then yeah, you're probably gonna get some strange results.
Yeah, let's see here.
I mean, I've seen tons worse, but it's still pretty cool.
Oh, do some started playing it here, and a lot of people's gonna hear that. Let's see here. I'm almost to the part, I believe.
Okay, I got a question. What if Jem was a Transformer? How hot would that be?
Jem is excitement. Ooh, Jem, yeah.
What would Jem turn into? A pink version of Soundwave?
What would Jem turn into? What wouldn't she turn into?
Actually, it'd be kind of cool to have her like turn into like a big, gigantic like pink like.
You know, she could turn into the worst Soundwave ever, that stupid animated one with the guitar laser beak. She could be Laserbeak instead.
It's a wonder nobody's done that yet.
Hey.
Customizers.
That is not the worst Soundwave ever.
It's pretty well, other than that alligator thing, it's right there.
No.
Because I'm totally hating on your Beast Wars, dude. The alligator Soundwave is the crappiest toy ever made. Boom, well, I said it.
First off,
boom.
I'm not gonna defend the Mutant Soundwave, because it was not originally a Beast Wars figure. It was made for Animorphs. But animated Soundwave is awesome. You gotta leave him alone. He comes with a guitar. I mean, Laserbeak is a freaking electric guitar.
Yeah, that's not, no. I can't get down with that, man. I mean, obviously, I'm gonna own it because, you know, it's Soundwave and it's cassette related, but man.
There we go.
A guitar.
Ad format. Ad format.
Do you have the G2 Soundwave, the GoBot?
Yes, sir. The sweet. Neon yellow and blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those. I like those because there's a whole line of crappy little Matchbox cars with a gun.
If you're watching this, I'm not going to play the audio. Well, I might play the audio here, but I don't think you guys will be able to hear it.
Touch it.
Our downloadable version. Listeners will be able to hear it, but yeah, you guys can see this screen cap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Here it is.
One. Why is your summer vacation on screen?
Now you're talking over it.
Oh, you can't hear anything, anyways.
Okay.
Only my creator could know that. An educated.
I think a contest is in this. We can do captions.
See right there.
Oh wow.
So yeah, Transformer 6 right there. There you have it.
I'm sure there's some context to it, but
yeah, that was an energon shower.
I can see the guys who did the Rude Awakening of Optimus Prime having some fun with that one.
Oh yeah, but Alita One, she was one of the prominent characters in Generation One, and then probably the
was
most.
She really? She was in like 3 episodes.
Well, as far as female Transformers,
yeah.
I mean she was there, but easily the most prominent female Transformer was RC, and you know whenever we get to a moment when you guys can talk, I'm going to run in and grab RC, the one that we were just talking about. But in the original Generation 1, in the Rebirth here in the United States, the original toy for Chrome Dome which this is the third party version of Chrome Dome, aka Fans Project Code. Chrome Dome was initially designed to be RC. She was going to be a headmaster, and his car mode was supposed to be a pink car. But they decided against it and went with Chrome Dome. They remolded the head. And I could actually see Fans Project kind of retooling the head a little bit, giving it a little more feminine head, and coming out with this in a third version of Code and making it an RC. Maybe remold the thighs a little bit and give him a little more feminine thighs.
And give him RC's classic thong.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, the Generation 1 Chrome Dome mold, if you remember, it wasn't really feminine to look at, so I can kind of see, and I'm glad that they didn't go that route with him. But if you watched the Generation 1 cartoon and saw the Rebirth, you know that Daniel actually became the headmaster partner for RC. So it would have been our first Daniel toy. Which, you know, in retrospect, a lot of fans probably would have hated that, but, yeah. But, I'm reading some of the comments here. Grab RC. Where? What? But, female Transformers, if you really stop and think about it, they're robots. Why do you need male and female Transformers? I mean, inherently, we automatically call all the Transformers, like Megatron and Optimus Prime and Jazz, they're all he, because they all have male characteristics. They sound like dudes, and, you know, they're built, you know, big and muscular. And then, of course, with RC, you have an Alita 1, they're very feminine, and they're typically pink or really girly colors. Then you also have Scourge, who is a cross-dresser with his big long pink nails, you know. but he's got the long goatee, which is strange.
Yeah, how do you guys like robots with goatees? Like, I love Retgar, but the goatee, I can't get down with that.
Well, Alpha Trion, as we just saw in that video clip,
at least his is gray. I mean, the black ones are really... Well,
Alpha Trion, Scourge, Retgar, they all had goatees. You know, facial hair in Transformers.
That's weird. Why? Hair.
And if you saw in Wardon, I believe it is Wardon, and Forever is a Long Time Coming. Forever is a Long Time Coming in Generation 1 in Season 3. You see A3, which is the robot that eventually became Alpha Trion, and he has just a regular porn stash, you know. So
his mustache, he just has a hair grew at some point.
Yeah, he just has a porn stash, and you know, whenever he becomes Alpha Trion, I mean, he comes all Fu Manchu and everything. it's like really, do Transformers grow hair?
I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, that was the first time they could market a show with toys to kids when it came out. And, you know, they were just looking for any way to make kids relate to a character. So, you know, the old guy, you know, is going to have the gray goatee. And then and that goes into, you know, gender identification issues as well with, you know, having RC, you know, having male and female. And, you know, they look a certain way, they act a certain way, they talk a certain way. And, you know, that's just kind of run-of-the-mill stuff as far as TV shows have come for, you know, forever. You know, the girls are always dainty and pink and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least they made her kind of a tomboy. But that's kind of my take on it. That was just like, you know, they were just going with basic fundamentals of character development. And, you know, they're like, well, maybe a couple of girls will watch the show, so we better put, you know, a female character in there somewhere.
Yeah.
That's almost like a running gag with like all the 80s cartoons, if you think about it. I mean, when like a lot of hair bands, like think about the Transformers movie, a lot of it dealt with like hair metal. So
which rocks, by the way.
Some of the guys, some people like really got into that and really liked the idea of having goatees and just not like just traditional like clean cut or anything like that. So that's what they would get into. So I think they were trying to market it that as well, like just like metal bands and such. So they just kind of try to make them look cooler and make them look like they have a like rock star kind of look to them.
While you're all talking about that, I'm going to go grab RC or TRNS01. So I'll be right back.
Finally.
Don't forget a towel.
Yes. All right, guys. All right, let's come up with something. All right, what are we going
to
do when he gets
back?
Bring
a towel.
He's gone. Thank God. Oh. Yeah, we got to come up with something.
Live listeners, you can take over now. Let's do something here. Put some comments in. Freak Duran out. Make him think we blew the show up. Something. Help us. I can't do it all myself.
Help us give the old man a heart attack.
I mean, after I showed up last week, he didn't have the internet for like 4 days. So let's just destroy
it. I think Swage just submitted to cutting his internet.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he cut my internet. But
I was like, oh, you don't want to commit to another appearance? Fine. Fine.
So as we were talking about TRNS01, RC, there she is in all her glory, boobs and all. Yeah, see, she got a nice little rack on her. She got, you know, good feminine shape to her, and, you know, there
can you
go.
Put it, can you put it right here?
Huh?
Goodness.
What?
Oh, no. I got to get my nose in that. Come on.
But yeah, it's a decent figure, but some of the issues is, like I said, the chest has, it doesn't really tab in very well. The arms do kind of, oh yeah,
okay. How do you can break those things like a twig?
They kind of flop like that, you know. Never mind what she's doing right there, but
they got some generations.
But overall, she's really a decent figure. The head sculpt is pretty nice. I would have liked a little more color on the head. Simply, you know, for it's basically white with two blue eyes. It would have been nice if she had had like some pink stripes down through here. But all in all, I'm kind of pleased with this figure. RC was pretty prominent, and then of course in Beast Wars you had some female characters as well that was pretty prominent. Michael, you want to tell us a little bit about Black Arachne and some of the females in there?
Well, yeah, Black Arachne, the robot based on a stripper.
Basically, yeah.
Black Arachne has become, you know, a staple to Transformers, but she was a little far-fetched for the time.
Well, then you also had Air Razor.
Yeah, then you had Air Razor. She was much more of a toned-down female archetype, you know, sort of the rough-and-tumble tomboy, sort of, you know, ready to tear it up. But she, of course, had to fall in love. But at least it was a little more
with Silverbolt.
Airazor fell in love with Tigatron.
That's true.
It was more subtle than Silverbolt and Black Arachne's romance. Yeah. That's one of the sore spots in Beast Wars, to be perfectly honest. It's the Black Arachne and Silverbolt romance.
And then you have Beast Machines with Botanica.
Yeah, they took it a little bit. I mean, I don't, you know, when it comes to genders, I like to believe that, you know, Transformers are genderless, and some Transformers just happen to relate to the female persona more than a male persona. You know, they're all just personalities, and so Nothing about having sex or anything has to do with their genders. You know, it's just a, you know, what they relate with. Beast Wars took that a little. They hadn't developed a stand on the guy girl relationship and at that time, and so yeah, the Silverbolt Black Arachnia romance is like a pox on the otherwise stellar series, in my opinion.
I wasn't too crazy about it either, but I don't think it was like something that was so horrible that it should never be dealt with again.
It got a little over top in season 3.
Plasticon, what's your thoughts on female Transformers and male Transformers and the differentiation between the two?
It's like he was saying. I mean, I think it's just like a it's more of a technological kind of basis type of thing. I don't believe it's like, okay, they're a male and female. I just think they're like, it's down to programming is what it is. And one of the, like, going into more or less like the series dealing with like the Master Force, Minerva really doesn't get brought up much. But Minerva was a significant female Autobot. Yeah, it was some girl that turned into a, you know, form up into a suit and then jump on the, you know, jump into the car or jump onto the top to become the head. But, you know,
she loves being on top.
Exactly. But I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, that was actually a cool concept for Transformers. It's a concept that kind of went away from the robot is, you know, a vehicle, and that's it. There's no, like, human interface. Well, this brought in the human interface, which made it a little more dynamic. It's almost like Power Rangery and such. And I really enjoyed it.
You ever heard of...
like Shogun.
You remember Teen Machine? That's what you're talking about. The kid that turned into the car?
Mm-hmm.
That was dope, man.
He laid
down his arm and he's like... Shh. That was the show right there.
Yeah, I remember that show.
And it's a great concept. I just don't think, you know... If Hasbro was smart enough and, you know, back in the 90s, or not in the 90s, but like toward the tail end of the 80s and going into the 90s, they should have stuck with keeping Transformers in the States, because we wouldn't have gotten like that recolor Nightbeat. We would have got like the Minerva's colors, which would have been a pink and white Porsche with a bunch of rescue stickers and such all over. I mean, it was a great... I think it's superior to Nightbeat, honestly.
Well, I'm still kind of glad we got Nightbeat as well, because Nightbeat's character is actually pretty cool in the recent comics that mm-hmm. I've read.
Right, but Nightbeat doesn't get... I mean, Nightbeat, barely anybody knows anything about Nightbeat and Siren. But Hosehead, you do, because Hosehead literally was not changed at all, whether it was the American release or the Japanese release.
Okay. Well, then you also have Squeeze Play in Japan was called Cancer. They mm-hmm. actually could not call him that over here.
Because Squeeze Play seems so much more appropriate.
Yeah.
And now you'll never hear Hasbro ever use Squeeze Play again.
But going back on topic with the male and female Transformers, you know, I always thought it was strange whenever I was a kid. You know, you had Transformers, literally, you know, all of them were dudes, and you just automatically assumed they were all male because they didn't need to procreate, they didn't need to date, they didn't need to, you know, just have interactions with females, you know, so they were all inherently male. They were robots. And then along comes the episode, The Search for Alpha Trion, where we first see female Transformers. You know, Firestar, Moonracer. And not only did we find out that there are female Transformers, but the male Transformers actually had relationships with them. Like Firestar was in a relationship with Moonracer, and Chromia was with, I believe, was he with Ironhide?
I think so.
And then Moonracers. I think it was Ironhide. Moonracers with Power Glide, I believe. And then, of course, Alita 1 and Alpha Optimus Prime. It just, and then later in season 3, we have the strange, oftentimes love triangle between Hot Rod, RC, and Springer. You know, it's like I never could understand. You know, sometimes I never understood that either. Some days she was like really lovey-dovey with Springer and acted like Springer was her boyfriend, and other days she was all lovey-dovey with Hot Rod and acted like Hot Rod or Rodimus was her boyfriend, you know. And I think
she had more going on with Springer than she did Hot Rod, because I just think she thought, you know, Hot Rod's just like the leader and stuff like that, so I should care a lot about him anyway, you know. Yeah,
well, I think the
she ultimately was, she had a thing for Daniel.
Yeah. But she really had seemed to have a thing for him in the movie, and then after he became Rodimus Prime, obviously her attention seemed to shift more towards Springer. But there were oftentimes in season 3 she seemed to have that yearning for Hot Rod or Rodimus. And I always thought that was really strange. But yes, and that's true. Dennis Richard points out that only the males with red color schemes had girlfriends. Yeah, Inferno, Power Glide, Optimus Prime, Ironhide. I never noticed that. Thanks for pointing that out. But I was trying to wrap my brain around why they would need female Transformers. And if you think about it, in our culture, what are females typically associated with? They're tendered
nurturers,
they're caregivers, you know, I'm not trying to be sexist here, but I mean, in general, the traits that you would find in a woman, and sometimes they're the glue that holds a family together, you know. And you know, I can see that how that would work.
Yeah, go to the re-education camp. Yeah. Sexist views.
Yes. But I could actually see how that would work in like a robot team, you know. You have a robot that is
well, they kind of covered that in animated, with animated RC. Because she was a teacher and she was supposed to teach Omega Supreme, and then it ended up that she had to pass on the codes to Ratchet, and he ended up teaching Omega Supreme, but they had her as a teacher who, you know, taught young Cybertronians, and so that was an idea that they've covered in fiction already with animated RC.
Yeah, but I mean, it just, you know, that's how many years did it take them to do that? I mean, back in the 80s, we didn't have the benefit of animated RC to give us that kind of...
Well, yeah, it was, at the time we were, you know, even with Beast Wars, female Transformers were a novelty, and they haven't thought of, why are we making female Transformers in the first place? And that's really started to coal up more recently in culture. It's sort of like, what's the point of them being there other than to try to reach a female demographic? Well, yeah. We have to figure that out. And so they've been trying.
You know, I do remember back in the day whenever I was a kid and I was collecting Transformers, you know, whenever the concept of female Transformers was first introduced in the Search for Alpha Trion, my friends who were into Transformers as well, we all just had this, like, why? You know, why girl Transformers?
We don't cooties.
It's like, we don't need girl Transformers. Why?
You were haters. You were haters.
Yeah, we were. We were haters.
Stupid girls in my club.
But then here comes Transformers the movie and
get season, out of my clubhouse.
Yeah, here comes Transformers the movie in season 3 and RC. And by the time Headmasters rolled around, those same friends, and including myself, we were like, I hope they come out with an RC toy. I want an RC toy. But we never got an RC toy. And just for a simple reason, I think that, that back then, I think they really was trying to shy away from pink toys. And then we get the Seacons, and I'm like, well, that
well,
there went that
it was
theory.
Also that back then, you know, even by season three, they were still really blocky, and to pull off the illusion, since RC was so slender, it didn't work. I mean, look at their attempt at an RC with Chrome Dome.
Yeah,
he does not look like a female.
Yeah.
That's why they repurposed him into a male.
Yeah.
It is exactly what you're saying. I mean, look how, because if you look at like, the design just between all of those, and then you throughout Generation 1, then you look at RC. RC's got like these slender, sleek lines and stuff, and it's like a complete different toy. So, if they were to try to do it, so I don't think it would have actually sold the way they wanted to.
Yeah.
Unless they, I mean, I've seen customs done with Blur as RC, like Generation 1 Blur, and it pulls it off pretty good, but it's
well,
just...
Blur was actually, had those really slender legs and...
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So, it honestly, they could have took the Blur mold and just cased it and just, you know, double packed and say, okay, well, here's Blur and here's RC, and then maybe just retool the face, which would have worked, but it's too late for that now. But it's a crazy concept. I think it would have been kind of cool to see.
Yeah, listener BioBot Project, we thank you for listening too. Pointed out just now, Cybertron in Transformers Cybertron, there was a Override, and she was a female as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was a female in America. What was it? Speed Convoy or whatever it was in Galaxy Force was actually a male. And then they needed a female Transformer here in the States for the Autobots, and so they repurposed him into a female.
Well, that mold actually lent to being a female as well, anyway.
It could work because he was kind of sleek. Yeah. And stuff, but was never the intention. Now, interesting fact, in Japan, Airazor was a male, and Airazor and Tigatron marked the first gay romance.
Really?
Yeah, and Transformers, everyone's thinking, you know, you might want to give it credit to Romedome and, Eject.
Romedome.
The original homosexual couple in Transformers was Japanese Airazor and Tigatron.
The mustache speaks.
The mustache.
It's the mustache. It's all about the mustache.
Closing thoughts. Anybody have any closing thoughts on male and female or just gendered Transformers altogether? Any general thoughts that you might want to close with?
I think relationships make sense. Every species that's sociable is going to want to have relationships. I don't think... Like, I kind of like what they've done with Chromedome and Eject and the comics.
I think it's Rewind.
Rewind. Yeah. I haven't actually read it, but I know of what happened. You know. And I don't see the problem with it. I mean, I have no problem with it. It's you're talking about genderless robot organisms from another planet. They're going to have relationships. They're just not going to be the same as ours. I mean, there's nothing sexual about their relationships, so who gives
exactly.
a crap?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, even with female, quote, female Transformers and them having relationships with male Transformers, I have no problems with it. It's just when it gets a bit over the top, like it was with Silverbolt and Black Arachnia, that it gets a little bit like, okay, come on, guys. But, and I see no problem with it. I mean, I think we've gotten a better understanding on this issue, you know, recently. IDW's tried to cover it. And just the fandom seems to start becoming more...
Well, whenever you take into the fact that it's not... that the Transformers are not male and female for sexual reasons, and that they are male and female only in how we perceive them, that's just the way their programming is and that their personality is. They have relationships. They can become friends. You know, they may love each other, but not, you know, love each other. Yeah, let's get it on, baby. You know, I don't think they portray that. I mean, I have not read the issue in question with Chrome Dome and Rewind, but I don't... You know, even if it is slightly a homosexual, you know, it's like two male dudes and they hug each other. You know, male dudes hug each other in today's society anyway, and it's totally normal and not homosexual. You know, I mean, even if it was, what's the big deal? But you know, you got sport guys in sports. You know, they win a world championship. They're hugging on the court. You know, does that mean they're going to go on
the court? Hell, they're walking up slapping each other on the ass. What are you talking about?
Exactly. You know, so, you know, I mean, it doesn't necessarily, I mean, it's their relationship, the bond that they have as a team. And I see that same kind of relationship, you know, with teams of robots, you know, two Autobots or three, four or five Autobots that, you know, they're a close knit team. You know, they love each other because they're friends, they're close, you know. And one of them might be, you know, the feminine type or archetype where you got, you know, she might be a medic or just, you know, kind of like a C-3PO, a
moron.
Not a moron, but, you know, a protocol. A robot, you know, I mean, just a robot that's there for moral support, you know, mm-hmm. Not necessarily female, but it's that kind of caricature we would associate with a female, and therefore that's how we perceive that toy or that character. I really don't see a problem with it. I wanted to talk about it tonight because, you know, browsing around the message boards and hearing fans at conventions, you know, you mentioned the name RC or Black Arachnia. You know, people are like, oh, it's a female Transformer. You know, it's like, I really don't, it's just so stupid. That concept is so stupid. Well, really it's not. If you stop and think about it, the concept is not stupid. You know, I kind of wanted to see you guys, hear your guys' thoughts on it. I really wish our two female cast members were available tonight because I was really hoping to hear their thoughts on the matter too. And maybe we can kind of rehash over this sometime down the road. Or if they're listening to this, you know, maybe post about it on the message board or in the Facebook group. We'd love to hear the female thoughts on this matter.
Where's the message board? Where do we find the message board?
At tftalk.net.
Tftalk.net, right?
Yes.
All right. How do you spell that? Tftalk
you
with a dot.
You spell it as tfylp.com.
Or yes, you can go tfylp.com. They both go to the same place, so. Well, I believe that'll wrap us up this week for this edition of Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. We hope you've enjoyed our show and found it entertaining, and we hope that you would want to subscribe to us and also share us among your collector friends. Don't forget, we do have the Keith Fantasy Club giveaway going on right now, so if you want to become eligible for it, check out tftalk.net. For the rules. We also have them up on the Facebook group, and so if you're not really clear about it, go ahead and join our Facebook group, and we can tell you how to become eligible to be the lucky one winner of this Keith Fantasy Club Justice Ironpaw, the third party steel jaw. So
also, just then, you forgot to announce this. When you get to 100 subscribers, you're gonna freestyle rap for 6 straight minutes, right?
No, because I don't like rap.
No, rap. All the kids are doing it, dude.
Rap is crap.
How do you feel about robot rapping?
Maybe Soundwave or Blaster Dumpstep. Might like that. I don't think so. And there went the connection. Well, I believe that'll do it for this week's episode of Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. The people on the downloadable version, you'll be able to hear this. The YouTube version ended abruptly, and I apologize to the YouTube listeners, but the downloadable version is still going, so I'm still recording right now. For Plasticon Reviews, Sideburn 2, Suede 66, and myself, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time on Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.